Are you dressed?
Yes, I am.
You're going to a wedding without pants?
You bet. Let him see who the best man really is.
Oh, and a fumble.
Oh, fumble. Look at this. The minute you come in, they fumble. See what you did, honey?
I'm not waiting for you.
Sure you will.
You want to bet?
Come on. Look, honey, we're early. You're just going to have a half an hour of me sitting there going, look, honey, we're early.
You know what? I'm going to risk it.
Anyway, all I got left is my bow tie, which you have to do for me anyway. So technically, I'm waiting for you.
Long ones or short ones?
Long ones.
You think?
With all my heart.
I think the short ones.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Your tuxedo in the afternoon, it's a little unsettling.
It's their wedding.
I'm not complaining.
So what did we decide?
Well, I've narrowed it down to either the crock pot, the blender, or a nice assortment of fondue sets.
What if they try to return it?
Well, we couldn't. What chance do they have? Hey, you know what? Here's a nice loser gift. How about, like, the nut pick?
No!
Why not?
Because we need a nut pick.
For what?
What if we have company and somebody wants to pick a nut?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. That's a good point. Just give him a nut pick.
No, never. How about the pasta maker?
Well, are you kidding me?
We've never made pasta once.
No, I know, but we might. We might make pasta. And just the thought that pasta could theoretically be made in this house, it just excites me no end. It helps me feel Italian.
You like to feel Italian.
I really do, yes.
So what do you think they'd like?
Oh, I have no idea. They're the most unlikely couple. You know, she's so... And he's so...
He's your friend.
Well, she's your friend. What are you looking at me?
Can't believe I'm not a bridesmaid.
Oh, honey, drop it, please.
I talked her through Weight Watchers.
Sweetie?
Her cousin Cheryl is a bridesmaid. She hasn't seen her in 8 years.
No kidding. I'm begging you, drop it.
All right, all right. Let's give him the pasta maker.
All right, good. No, I want the pasta maker.
It's worth a shot.
Hey, you know what? We can't give them the pasta maker anyway.
Why not?
Because they gave it to us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, they're cheap.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Come here, look at you.
What?
What? What are you staring at?
I'm just admiring a beautiful girl who married me for some reason.
All right, give him a nut pick.
Thank you.
Longest ceremony in history.
Aren't you glad we're late, huh?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Tablecloths. What was she thinking?
Hey, pal, I don't see anybody else here in a tuxedo.
What about that guy?
He's a waiter.
Said black tie optional.
Yeah, well, I think I opted wrong.
Honey, you look great.
Get back to work. Table 7 needs butter.
So shoot me.
Come on, you want to go get the receiving line over with?
No, let's wait till it thins out. I'm starving.
You're the one who said don't eat at home before the wedding.
Mm, aren't you hungry?
I ate at home before the wedding.
Oh, honey, look. No, we had little tan things.
All right. We'll get you something.
There he is. I can't believe you got them to hire your cousin Ira.
Would you listen to me? Ira did not ruin our wedding.
Oh, no, of course not.
He said your grandmother started that.
Mm-hmm. Right there, honey, right there.
Oh, well.
God, this is the most disorganized affair. I had our wedding moving like a Swiss clock.
I know.
Ceremony, reception, cake, you're out of there.
Well, you are an exceptional woman, see?
Honey, look where they have us sitting.
Bed?
Cousins and camp friends.
That's no good.
She's had a lot on her mind.
Oh, yeah. I get the feeling we're upsetting some very organized plans here.
We're doing her a favor. Everyone will have a much better time this way. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Just one. These are great. Why didn't we have these at our wedding?
Oh, these were just invented.
Hey, 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 look at you two.
Ira.
And they said it wouldn't last.
Who did?
I did. How's your grandmother? Better?
She's fine, thank you.
Hey, come on. Hey, Ira, cut it out. Ira, no kidding. I'm going to punch you right in the head.
You're a tough guy.
Come on.
He's a very tough guy. Hey, we missed you at Aunt Selma's.
Oh, yeah, you know
Boy,
what?
Boy, was she peeved.
Oh, kidding, was she?
Very peeved.
Which one is Selma again?
Most powerful woman in Sheep's Head Bay. They say she once stopped the subway with her foot.
I'll give her a call.
Yeah, I would. So, what do we know about the bridesmaids?
I wasn't asked.
Well, no, I'm saying available, not available, music lover, what? I tell you, the tall one, she gave me a look.
Who, Cheryl?
Thank you.
Oh. There's the bride's parents. Do you want to say hello?
Oh, she looks beautiful, doesn't she?
Sure.
It's just the way a bride should look, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yep. She, well, you were much prettier.
Good for you.
I'm learning.
Hi. Hmm? Do you like her dress?
Yeah, I do.
Hi.
Hi, congratulations.
Oh, everything was perfect. It was just a beautiful wedding. I'm sure they'll be very happy.
Listen, if the two of them can live together in that apartment for a year and a half without killing each other, believe me, they're going to be fine.
We
live together in a year and a half.
That was her father.
So what?
So he didn't know they were living together.
Oh, get out of here. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, they do now.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
I didn't think you were gonna open with that.
Well, you know what? That's what people get for keeping secrets.
You're unbelievable.
Come on, what's the difference? They're married now. Who's gonna care? I didn't know.
Really, he didn't.
Nobody told me it was a secret.
I'm sure your father will be fine.
Now, when you say he has a heart condition... just to clarify...
Go away.
Smooth move, Sparky.
Did you know?
Everybody knew.
I didn't know.
So, how come Jamie doesn't like me?
Well, where do you get that?
Cheryl said.
What'd she say?
She said that I'm ubiquitous.
Jamie said that?
No, I made it up. Yes, Jamie told Cheryl I'm ubiquitous.
I'm not so sure that's bad.
Yeah, find out for me.
I will do that.
Oh, did your mom tell you? I'm trying to cut a record.
Ira. I can't.
Why?
I'm not investing.
Well, you didn't even hear.
I didn't get my money back from your last three demos.
Well, one more, we got a box set.
Let me think about it.
No.
No what?
We're not thinking about it.
You didn't even hear.
Did we miss food?
I think so. How is the bride doing?
She's throwing up and everybody hates us.
That's nice.
Hey, I know how to liven this room up. Come on, you guys start.
Start what? Oh, no.
You think this is working?
It's hard to say.
Meow. I'm gonna go rally the crowd.
No, so what am I gonna
keep
do?
Dancing. Keep dancing.
Myself.
Meow.
Is that really necessary? Hey, where did you go?
I found Olive.
Look at this. Now everybody's dancing.
Sure, we're gone.
I don't believe that. I'm the bad guy. I love that. I'm the bad guy, right? She lies. She lies to her parents, and suddenly I'm the bad guy?
Not her parents. Her father. Her mother knew.
And she didn't tell the father?
No, it was a secret.
See, I don't get that. I don't get that.
What?
How could she live like that? I mean, I'm not judging, mind you. I'm just saying it's wrong.
Like you have no secrets.
No, not from you.
Come on.
I don't.
Huh. How about a couple of years ago, when you told me you had to work on a Sunday, but you went to Atlantic City with Ira and lost $400?
You know about that?
Eventually.
Well, then it's not a secret, is it?
Oh, please.
Well, wait a second, wait a second. Technically speaking, if you knew about that the whole time, and you didn't tell me that you knew, that would make it your secret.
Yeah, so?
So?
Hey there! How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you? Good to see you. How you doing? You look great. You feeling well?
Oh, we feel great.
Oh, good, because you look great. Good to see you.
Great.
Good, good, good. Oh, good to see you. Good.
What was that?
I have no idea. I'm just so happy somebody's still talking to us. So let me get this. So you have secrets?
No.
All right, so then you tell me everything, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not everything.
But you wouldn't call those secrets?
No, they're just things I don't tell you.
I'm feeling very unsettled here.
I know, it's the tux.
Why wouldn't you tell me things?
Not things, just some things.
You know, I understand, but why?
Because they're mine.
Okay, fair enough. Could you just give me one example?
No, just
to clarify.
Stop it.
But why?
It's nothing.
So you're saying there isn't it? So I'm asking, is it a big it or a little it? just tell me what it is.
Excuse
just
me, what? Miss. This waiter is really bothering me.
Tell me you have secrets, and what do you think? I'm not gonna be curious?
I don't ask you to tell me everything, do I?
No. What are you, having an affair?
No.
So then what? Look, you bought a hat?
Yeah, that's it, honey. I bought a hat. What am I, Lucy?
All right. So it's bigger than a hat. Is it my mother?
What are you talking about?
She's bigger than a hat.
You're telling me.
Last April, when she got food poisoning at our place, what, you did that on purpose?
You cooked the fish.
Oh, that's true. Well, did I leave you alone in the kitchen at any point?
I did not try to kill your mother.
Did you ever consider it?
Of course, that's no secret.
I just wish you'd give me some kind of general area here. Is it animal?
No.
Is it vegetable?
No.
Mineral?
Stop it.
I think these are very good questions.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Dinner time.
Honey, food.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey,
great. Good.
Hey, call us sometime. We have a boat.
Okay. Good.
Here. Hi, everybody.
Nice. Okay, all right. So all we know is that this is something bigger than a hat, smaller than my mother.
Please don't do this.
I hate not knowing things.
Come here, you're all caca.
What? Just tell me. What, you think I can't handle it?
It's not that. Lipstick?
Fine. I can handle it. Whatever it is, I can handle it. You know, I mean, just anything. Trust me. Okay, tell me the worst thing about yourself and watch how I love you.
I love you too, so let's not do this.
And on three, okay. Everybody.
Fine.
One.
When exactly was this horrible thing that you did?
Fish, chicken, or beef?
I'm not hungry.
Well, eat something.
I'll have the beef. The fish.
We're out of fish.
I'm not hungry.
Well, suit yourself.
I'll have the beef.
Good choice.
So you don't want to eat something?
No, I'll eat this guy's arm here. Can you just tell me when this thing happened? I mean, like, was this like since we've been married?
No.
Okay. So when?
Before that.
All right. So what are you talking about? Like when we just started going out?
After that.
Just like after we're engaged?
Before that.
Right, so just like before we got serious?
A little bit after.
Is this like after we moved in together?
Teeny bit before.
How teeny? that teeny.
It was 2 weeks before we moved in together.
Okay. What was?
I had a date.
So that's it?
Yes.
You had a date?
Yes.
That's the big secret.
Yes. Now, can we just forget it,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yes, see? I can handle that. See, I'm handling it very nicely. That's fine. I can handle that. I mean, you had a date. So, I mean, as long as you, you know, I can handle that unless, you know, unless...
Yes, yes, what you're thinking, I did. Yes, what you're thinking, yes.
Ask the band, honey. I don't know that song. What you're thinking, I did. Yes. What you're thinking, I did. Yes, that's, I think, Marvin Hamlisch. Excuse me a second.
I am so angry at you.
Oh, well, gee, that makes a lot of sense.
You sat there and made me tell you this.
I made you.
Hello, can I get my coat, please?
Where are you going?
I have to get some air. This is ridiculous.
Wait, you know, hold this 1 second. You know, I'm stymied here. I don't even know where to start.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Danny.
Who else knows about this? Fran?
No.
Your sister?
Nobody, because I can keep a secret.
Right.
Honey, this is the jacket I told you to get exactly.
Yeah, I really care about the jacket. You tell Fran everything. I know it.
Not this.
Why not?
Because I was embarrassed. It's the stupidest thing I ever did.
Well, who was it?
It was nobody. It was nothing.
Well, it sounds like something.
It was one afternoon.
What do you mean afternoon? Like on a weekday?
What difference does that make?
Because I'm trying to paint the picture here. I can't even... who was it?
You don't know him.
Yeah, but we've shared so much.
What? Three shopping bags from Lohmann's and a hat.
Yeah. Just tell me who it was.
You don't know him. It was somebody at the office.
Okay, who at the office?
It was nobody. You don't know him. We had this stupid little crush. He was just about to be transferred to England.
Stan Franklin? I know Stan Franklin. I can't believe you would do it with Stan Franklin.
Maybe it would help if you'd say Stan Franklin a few more times.
Stan Franklin.
There was no hat. Sorry.
There has to be a hat.
Well, she's saying there is no hat.
Well, I came with a hat.
Well, you're leaving without one. Stan Franklin. I went to his going away party.
I'm sorry.
I brought the man fruit.
I'm sorry.
Man! I gotta kill him.
Stop it.
No, I'm gonna have him killed.
Stop it.
I'm gonna go. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fly to England and I'm gonna kill him.
Stop it.
What time would it be there now?
It was a stupid mistake. I knew that the minute it happened. All it did was make me appreciate you more.
Well, gee, that's really nice to hear. You know, I'm gonna send Stan a little gift. Maybe a card, one of those, hey, thanks for nailing my wife things.
I wasn't your wife yet.
Well, whatever.
Okay, fine. What do you wanna do? Do you wanna yell at me? You wanna kill me? You wanna divorce me?
Keep
what?
Going. Keep going. You don't you think I could do that? You don't think opportunities come up all
you
the
see,
time?
You see, I don't want to hear this.
There's nothing for you to hear because I didn't do anything. You see the distinction here? See, my things didn't happen. Yours did. So if there's nothing to say, then you don't have to say. But if you did something, then you say. That's our rule, okay? If you do, you say. If you don't do, you don't say.
I have to go get my purse.
Just try saying that. If you do, you say. You do, you say. Just try it. You do, you say. What, you just keep walking away from this?
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this better. I wish it never happened.
Well, so do I.
That's why I didn't want to tell you. It was in the past. It was over. I didn't want it to exist for you.
Listen, you know, if a tree falls on your head in the forest and you don't hear it, it still hurts.
Excuse me. Are you kids driving back to the city by
no,
any chance?
No back seat. I'm sorry. Can you just tell me? Can you explain it to me?
No, I can't.
I mean, what would make you do something like this?
It was a long time ago.
Well... Reminisce.
You really want to know? The toaster.
I was going to say.
I was packing up my old apartment. This was right before we moved in together. And I saw the toaster. And I thought, I'm about to own a toaster with somebody. I realized that I would never again be able to make toast exactly the way I like it. Which I realize now, of course, is ridiculous. I could wait till you made your toast and change the setting, or I could make my toast first, but it wasn't so clear then.
Are you just making this up as you go along?
It's like a door was closing on a whole part of my life. I panicked.
Okay. But why didn't you just tell me 2 years ago?
If I did, would we be sitting here now?
Yes.
I'm not so sure.
Well, now we'll never know.
I'm gonna say some goodbyes.
What's the matter with you?
Cheryl dumped me. It stings.
You know, 45 minutes.
First 20 were beautiful. I thought we had something. You two, very lucky.
Can we get out of here, please?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, would I not be remiss if I did not point out to you the two people responsible for bringing together tonight's bride and groom? Here to lead us in our next dance, a great couple, no matter what you think, Paul and Jamie Buckman.
Saying it's the toaster.